Six.
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 Six big ones.
Six big ones.
Set of six.
Yeah, welcome back to the Dead Set Legends, an opportunity for Jude and I to talk all things rugby league with the great Wendell Saylor.
Tackle One, Dell, CEO and Andrew Abdo has said that the NRL won't be mandating COVID vaccines. However, he said the decision might be taken out of his hands with health orders and airline rules. Do you think they should just cut to the chase and mandate COVID vaccines?
Yeah, look, I certainly do. I do think they should.
The AFL have, haven't they?
Yeah. They have. The AFL have moved.
Yeah. I haven't been yet. I think I might get my first shot on Tuesday, but I'll be getting vaccinated, and they should.
All right, tackle two. CEO Tony Murphy has had to defend the decision of naming the new club the Dolphins. He said this.
Moreton Bay Regional Council, that's where our base is. That's where we operate from. But, you know, we want to appeal. We're a national brand, and we need to appeal to way more people in southeast Queensland.
Do you reckon they need to have a geographical name?
No, look, I don't think so. But, I mean, everyone knows that Dolphins isn't around that Moreton Bay sort of Redcliffe area, so yeah.
All right, tackle three. And Wayne Bennett is still yet to hire an assistant coach but wants someone who will one day be able to replace him as head coach. Who do you think that best person is to transition into the job?
Yeah, Wayne's too smart. But, mate, for me, Cameron Serraldo, we know he's been in and around the game for a while and obviously...
Does he want to sit there again for another 3-4 years? Surely he's ready now, isn't he?
You just don't know, but I think Cameron Serraldo, he sort of had the opportunity to do that, but the players like him. He's got a really good footy brain. You just never know, because once you get that job, mate, you'll be there forever, especially like, mate, Wayne Bennett is your, as the head coach. So, yeah.
Oh, as the mentor. Yeah. Fantastic. What about tackle four? Joey Lelua has publicly roasted Tigers coach after incorrect reports that the centre was offered a train and trial at the club. In an Instagram post, he wrote, "I wouldn't play for someone that blames the team all the time and not once himself." And then he wrote, "Madge." Is that the wrong way to go about things, or is this exactly what's wrong with the coach and the playing group?
Oh, look, I just think, you know, there's obviously some issues there, and Joey doesn't get along with Madge, and he just, mate, that's what Joey does. He just...
Shots across the bow.
Whether it's James Hooper, whatever journos, that's how he does things. Mate, Joey's got a couple of good years left in him, but, like, I just reckon for Joey, just a good off-season and just rip in some.
Okay, what about tackle five veteran Mitchell Pearce is set to ask the Knights for an immediate release to pursue a Super League contract with the Catalan Dragons. Do you think that's too early for Pearce to call it quits in the NRL?
No, look, I think he's been playing first grade since he was 17 or 18. You know, he's been in and around the game for a long time. Obviously, he's had his ups and downs, but he's been such a great competitor. So I reckon for him, a couple of years over there, it'd be great for him, mate. Just go and enjoy the lifestyle a little bit. And don't forget, he had that little incident last year or this year at the Knights. They love him, but I just think it'll be good to see him go over there and just enjoy his footy.
Nice fresh start for him. What about tackle six? Queensland Rugby League Chairman Bruce Hatcher said he would like to set up an advisory board with people like Mal Meninga and Wayne Bennett to offer advice to newly appointed coach Billy Slater. A setup list like this would surely be the game changer for Slater and the team. He'll obviously get a few of his mates from the Storm in there as well.
Yeah, no doubt. He'll lean on Cameron Smith and then obviously Cooper Cronk there at some stage. But when you've got Mel and obviously Wayne Bennett there, that'd be great. But, you know, for Billy, Billy will do things his way, and that's what I love about Billy Slater.
Okay, that is a big set of six.